Rorschach here, and welcome to episode 241 of the Pennsylvania Project. As you may know, here at the Pennsylvania Project, our vision is a better Pennsylvania. To achieve that vision, our mission is to boldly showcase the political, cultural, and environmental challenges facing contemporary Pennsylvania, and to relentlessly pursue correct solutions. But even more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem and to phrase it in a way that even a leftist can understand. Along those lines, we have an all-leftist episode planned for today. And like all episodes of the Pennsylvania Project, it's divided into one or more of three parts. Either you, them, and or me. Part one is all about you, your questions, your opinions, your solutions, your whatevers. And rather than a call-in format, we utilize an email-in format. So if you have something to say, you can always drop us a line at pennsylvaniaproject.com. But we are not doing that you segment today, nor am I going to do the me segment. That's where I rant about something that really sticks in my craw. Instead, today's show will focus only on the them segment. That's where we host a guest to help showcase political, cultural, and or environmental issues facing Pennsylvania. Today's guest is all political because he is none other than the resident leftist here at the Pennsylvania Project, Bernie McCann. And throughout the show, as is our long-established custom, we'll be featuring a Pennsylvania Toastmaster to serve as... Oops. Pardon me, I have a slight cold, as you may can tell. According to one of our ancient customs, we feature a Pennsylvania Toastmaster to read and help respond to whatever comes into our mailbag, even though today we have no mailbag, and join in on discussions with our guests, which fortunately we do have. It's a role that we call cohort, and today's cohort is making her first appearance on the... No, I'm just kidding. It's actually a record-breaking 35th appearance on the Pennsylvania Project. She is Donna Herb, past secretary of the ETS Toastmasters in Princeton. Welcome back to the Pennsylvania Project, Donna!
Thank you, Ken. It's great to be back again.
I know. It's really good to see you. It's been a while since you were last on the show.
It's been a little while, yep.
I took a look. Episode 215, about 6 months ago.
Well, you know, things happen.
That works out to about once every seven episodes you've been here.
Wow.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's more than anyone else except me and Joe the Pag. It's because he and I have both been on every episode. Joe does the music and I face the music. But, you know, there has been somebody else who's been on the show more than you.
Oh?
74 times somebody's been on the show, more than twice as much as you, or you can count it as 1/12 as much, depending on how you want to look at it. Because I am talking about our guest, our resident leftist, Bernie McCann, from Elwood City out there in western Pennsylvania. I counted, and he sent in a question 71 times that we have addressed here on the show. But he's only been on the show in person 3 times. So... You can go this way, go that way.
I don't know. But before you said you did this, the music, you face the music, and sometimes I make the music. So.
Oh, that's right. We should do that.
In the past.
Oh, man. And hopefully in the future. Well, the number of times Bernie's been on the air is about to go up by one because, let me start it off. Welcome to the then portion of episode 241 of the Pennsylvania Project. That's where we do host a guest to help showcase political, cultural, and or environmental issues facing Pennsylvania. Today's guest is all political, because today we have on the phone the man himself, the official leftist of the Pennsylvania Project, Bernie McCann. Hey, Bernie, welcome back to the Pennsylvania Project.
Oh, it's great to be here. Thanks for having me.
It's great to be there. It'd be better if you were here.
Yeah.
I guess. I'd hoped you'd be here in person, you know. Our radio engineer Sam thought I had made you up, kind of a gestalt human being or something. Do you have a message for good old Sam?
Hi, how are you?
Doing good, Bernie. Hope you're good, too.
Well, we have this whole show to listen to your leftist rhetoric, so this will give you a chance to either present new stuff, follow up on issues that you've raised. You know, you're the guest. You know, what's the topic du jour? Do you want to talk about stealing money from citizens to pay for your bad ideas, or, or forcing citizens to behave as you think they should, or do you just have some plain old misconceptions that we can dispel? Sorry, do I sound biased?
Just a little.
All right, Bernie,
you know, winter is coming, and I think that we need to take some responsibility at some point our homeless citizens at Kensington and Allegheny. I mean, it's a tent city down there now, nothing like what we grew up with.
That's true.
And it's... You know, it's to me, it represents the failure of the capitalist system. Huh. You know, they can't take care of the most vulnerable citizens among us, you know? So what good is the system that can't really do that or has no interest in doing that?
Well, I don't know if it's not that they don't have an interest in doing it. I think they just don't have enough funds to throw at it, or it doesn't get them votes.
Well, I think you're a bit a little jaded there, but it's true. But it goes the other way. Bernie, I don't see how a bunch of druggies, homeless on the street has anything to do with the capitalist system.
Well, they're the most vulnerable citizens among us. I mean, they're not just druggies and down there. Obviously mentally ill. I mean, they need help in some way. And I think if the Democrats, I mean, personally, if we didn't have a Republican Party, if we didn't have a Libertarian Party, and it was all Democrats running the show all the time, I think we would have a country that, or a city down there that, where these homeless people could check into a shelter that would be staffed with nurses and, you know, have a resident physician, taxpayer funded. And I know you hate that, the fact that it would be taxpayer funded, but what other way is there to go? Well, I think that, you know, people come here from other countries and it's a disgrace, you know.
Well, it depends what you're looking to do. Now, Bernie, you were born and raised in Philadelphia, right?
Exactly. Yeah. In Allegheny.
Yep. And that's not far from K&A, right? So you knew the neighborhood. And me, I was a bit north of there. I was like front and rising sun. So we're probably, 20-minute walk away from each other back then. So you know Philadelphia. I mean, you were here for a long, long time. Now, do you know that Philadelphia has not had a Republican mayor since James Tate back in the 60s? Hmm. So when you say if Democrats were running the show, this wouldn't happen. Bernie, Democrats have been running the show there for the last 60 years.
Well.
and this is what we get.
But you know what? Let me ask you something, Ken. Okay, and then Bernie can chime in here. But it's like, what would the Libertarians do if they were running the show? What would they do with the homeless?
Well, the question becomes, it's not what do you do with the homeless? That's a broader question. You know, let's focus on K&A, and then we can get broader from
there. Okay. K&A is just one.
That's Kensington and Allegheny. For those of you who are not from Philadelphia,
yes, Kensington and Allegheny, but the avenues, sort of, right.
Yes, where the Frankfort L Allegheny stop is there.
Yeah, and people don't even want to get off the L there anymore. So
what the L?
Not the L. But it's not really a Kensington. It's really not just a K&A problem, because it's really a regional problem, you know, and it goes beyond that. It's all over the country. So I'm just saying.
Well, that's not regional. That's national.
Well, I mean, but for Pennsylvania, I'm saying for Pennsylvania, it's regional. And then I said actually it's even more than that. It's all over the country.
That's true. But we are the Pennsylvania Project. We're focusing on Pennsylvania.
But I'm just saying it's. So what would the Libertarians do?
Well, there's an interesting question. We had on the show a couple episodes ago David O, who is running for mayor of Philadelphia. Mm. And I asked him that same question, and he said what I would say. Enforce the law. Not allowed to set up camp on the sidewalks in Philadelphia. That's it. And the people who want to help these poor people, they go down there, they feed them. They give them tents. They give them sleeping bags and things like that. So all these kind-hearted people are actually perpetrating the very thing that they're saying they want to get rid of.
But part of the problem is they don't have enough housing. I mean, and from what I understand, they have in the past gone through and done these cleanups of some of these areas and stuff like that.
And I said that to David O as well.
You know, but it's like, how long does it last? And sooner or later. And some of them, especially the drug addicts, don't want to move out of an area where the drugs are so easy to get.
Well,
for the drug parts. I mean, yes, there's mentally ill, as Bernie pointed out, but you need to address both problems.
Oh, that's true as well. Oh, what I was going to say is right out of my mind.
I'm out of my mind.
Sorry.
the issue is that the courts have said that you cannot force these people out. If they don't want to go, you can't force them to go. So what's
even though it's against the law?
Even though it's against
there's
the
a law.
Even though it's against the law, what we have in Philadelphia is a district attorney who is not enforcing the law, and that's true all around the country. All these different places, they're just not enforcing the law.
Because where are they moving them to? If they, you know, you're moving them, you, if you move them out of the K&A area, and then you start enforcing it, they're going to find somewhere else to go because to go set up their camp because they just don't have a place to go. There's, and I'm going back to the housing.
Uh-huh.
There's no housing.
Yep. So, Bernie, what would you do with these people?
Well, I would make sure that there was some kind of taxpayer-funded community housing built for them.
What if they don't want to go?
Nursing staff and the resident physician.
What if they don't want to go? Donna's question and yours, that one too.
You lock them up, go there or go to jail.
That's right. You lock them up. Uh-huh. That way they got a warm place to stay. They get three hots and a cot because they're breaking the law. And once you start getting rid of some of them, locking them all up, people are going to look at it and say, hey, yeah, winter's coming. Let me move in. There's actually stories, urban tales, I guess, where people say, oh, yeah, winter's coming, and they go and they try and rob a bank. And they find out that, you know, this guy just wants a hot and a cot for the winter. So that's it. That's the solution. Enforce the stupid law. Get these people off the streets. Take all these do-gooders who are keeping them there on the streets and stop them too. And although I disagree with it, in Philadelphia, there's a law against helping the homeless.
There is?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Helping them in what way? I mean, you know what?
Soup kitchens? They've shut down soup kitchens?
That makes no sense.
I know it doesn't make any sense. That's because the Democrats are in charge. The leftists are in charge.
That doesn't make sense in any party in book.
That's the way it works.
You know, but I'll tell you, it's
and you can't even sell lemonade on the streets anymore. But little kid, they'll arrest a little kid selling lemonade.
You know, I mean, there are charities that are set up to help. And so what are they going to do? Say that to the charities,
They've been telling churches you can't do it.
Which is ridiculous.
I agree.
But I mean,
we got to vote libertarian.
But there are places like Family Promise or like the Coalition for the Homeless.
Uh-huh. And Philabundance. Yeah, there's things like that.
I mean, you know, we have, you know, sometimes, you know, you say, how can I help? Well, sometimes you help one person at a time. You know, we had a woman at our church and she had a car and she drove the car in there and she parked it all the way in the corner of the parking lot and just left it there because it wasn't really running well. And then it didn't run at all. Mm-hmm. And then she just left it there. So little by little, we were trying to figure out what's going on. And it's been there for like a year, and we've kept in touch with her, but she doesn't make enough money. She doesn't even come close to like the low income, and that's another problem. It's not just the drug addicts that are doing nothing or the mentally ill who cannot hold a job. Some people, it's that they can't hold a job that even qualifies for low income housing.
Uh-huh.
So it's like...
I know. I've got a personal story along those lines, too, but I wanted to drag Bernie back into this.
Yeah.
Real brief. My mother's brother's wife wound up on the streets.
Wow.
And she liked it there. And we did her job. She was working at the Ben Franklin Hotel in the city for a while, cleaning up rooms and stuff. She hated it. She went back out on the streets. She liked it better there. Maybe every Christmas or two, we get a card from her. And then one year, just stopped hearing from her. Don't know what happened to her, but she liked it better on the streets. And if you tried to bring her in, she'd go back out.
Did she have mental issues?
Yeah.
Okay.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Bernie, what would you do with her?
Well, if she were in a place where there was a resident physician to track her health history, and, she had... she were on the right kind of medication and that sort of thing. I mean, I think that if she had a goal, I think it would help her meet her goals of independence and getting off the streets if she were under medical supervision.
She liked being on the streets.
I wonder what she liked about it. Well, we don't have her to ask.
We don't. We haven't heard from her in 20, 30 years.
See, that's a question, though. Yeah. Go to these people and say, why are you here? Why do you like staying here if you're not willing to move into, you know, housing or something else that's being offered? What if something was offered like Bernie is suggesting?
Well, rumor has it, I haven't tried it myself, is that you say, where's the best place to get drugs in America? It says K&A. Google says K&A. So people come in from all over the place. most of the people there are not minorities. And that's a, generally speaking, a minority neighborhood.
No, between the fence and all the opiates, you know, you got...
Don't get me started.
Maybe that's part of the answer.
Uh-huh.
Clean up the drugs.
Going to do that. Hold a gun to somebody's head and say, if I catch a smoking pot, I'm gonna shoot.
It's not, pot's not the problem here. We're talking about fentanyl and
well, yeah. Now you're going to get me talking about how Portugal won their war on drugs. They reduced opioid use by 85%. Sorry, 75%. Opioid deaths by 85%. And they did it by eliminating their war on drugs. Instead of treating it as a criminal problem, they treat it as a social problem.
Yes, as it should be. Why do people go on drugs in the first place?
Because it's fun.
Because they have some kind of issue that they just cannot deal with in a normal, regular way. And they just use it as an escape.
I disagree. Because I like my French Bordeaux. I do not use it as an escape.
Okay, but you're not living on the street, Ken.
That's true, but we're talking about doing drugs. You know, and back in the day when I was in high school and college, that was during the big hippie years. I used to smoke pot, and I inhaled, and I held it. What would you do, throw me in jail? I didn't have any problems.
But my point is you still are functioning in society.
So, yeah, and that's
and
my—
And why do they think they stopped going with prohibition? Because they realized people were going to do that anyway.
And that's my point, too, is that these people do not necessarily have a problem.
Some of them do.
I'm your caster, Ken Krawchuk, and you're listening to episode 241 of the Pennsylvania Project. We're going to pause for this information, and when we return, we're going to hear more from our resident leftist, Bernie McCann.
Here's an interesting question. Everyone's heard of the United States Constitution, but have you ever heard of the Pennsylvania Constitution? Have you ever read it? But most importantly, was it ever taught to you in school? If you're like virtually all Pennsylvanians, the answers are likely to be no, no, and no. Well, it's long past time we change those answers to yes, yes, and yes. We here at the Pennsylvania Project are all about solutions, so we've authored a petition demanding that the Pennsylvania Constitution be taught to our children. If you believe it's important for our children to know how our state government works, head over to our website, PennsylvaniaProject.com, and add your name to the growing list of signers. The alternative is yet another generation that has never heard of, let alone read, the Pennsylvania Constitution. And people wonder why no one votes anymore.
Hey, Ken Krawchuk here, caster on the Pennsylvania Project. You know, it's easy to find a high-paying job. At least for some people it is. Employers are begging for competent leaders who know how to communicate effectively. Obviously, I'm not one of them. But do those words describe you? Competent leader? Communicates effectively? If not, or even if they do, you may want to consider joining Toastmasters. The mission of Toastmasters is to provide a supportive experience for learning communication and leadership skills. But does it really work? Hey, look at me. I joined Toastmasters, and now I've got my own radio show. So turn your life around like I have. Visit Toastmasters.org and contact a club near you. Visitors are always welcome, and be sure to mention that you heard it on the Pennsylvania Project radio show. The future is anxiously awaiting competent leaders who know how to communicate effectively. You can be that leader. It all starts at Toastmasters.org.
The following is a commercial announcement.
Hey, Donna, how's it going?
Eh, could be better.
Why, what's the matter?
I just found a great job, but I can't take it.
Why not?
They want me to go as a 1099 contractor.
So?
So, what about all the taxes? Federal taxes, state taxes, this tax, that tax. I have better things to do than figuring out the tax laws and filling out all those forms. I'm a libertarian, remember?
Well, what you need then is Amendment 16.
Hey, it's the damn 16th Amendment that got me into this predicament in the first place.
No. Amendment 16, the invoicing service. They'll invoice your client for the hours and expenses you report to them, and when your client pays them, they pay you, minus all required state and federal taxes. It's that easy.
And they take care of all the taxes? All the forms?
Yep. One call does it all. And they can pass along certain tax breaks, too.
Sounds perfect. But where do I find them?
On the web, of course, at amendment16.com, with 16 spelled out. That's amendment, S-I-X-T-E-E-N.com. One call does it all. Hey, Ken Krawchuk here, and we are back with episode 241 of the Pennsylvania Project, and our resident leftist, Bernie McCann, assuming he hasn't hung up on us yet.
No, I'm still here.
He's still here. I should up my game. Bernie, we should cover something else. You know, something else that you were all over me about was the big train wreck, which is, what, 20 miles west of you there?
Oh, yeah.
East Palestine, Palestine?
Yeah, East Palestine, Ohio. There was a major train wreck in Norfolk Southern. They weren't taking enough responsibility for it, and I just feel that it should be the freight system should be nationalized if they're going to carry stuff like flammable chemicals all over the country.
Do you really think the government would do a better job of running a railroad?
Well, look at Amtrak. I mean, you know.
I know. Look at Amtrak.
What?
Hey, Bernie, did they discover what the cause was? Were they able to get the root cause for that accident?
I don't think so. I've been keeping up on it.
They did. It was an overheated journal box. One of the trucks got too hot, and the wheel broke.
Oh.
And it
I think
felt,
I, that's that was a while ago, wasn't
it? It was. See, but Bernie wanted me to come out and condemn the CEO when the CEO is doing everything possible to fix the problems.
Well, the CEO was the major, I mean, he contributed to the problem.
Well, he was the guy standing along the track pushing the cars over?
Well, yeah.
No, Bernie, no,
I think what contributed to the problem was the profit motive that Norfolk Southern has in place. I mean, more cars, less people to maintain the less maintenance checks, more rail cars, less people per train.
Bernie,
working per train.
We talked about this one before, and they put in all those safety things, and they're all there, and it actually found out what the problem was and stopped the train. It just didn't do it soon.
Soon enough, yeah.
Yep. All right, Bernie, we're down to our last couple minutes already. It doesn't take long. Anything else you want to touch base on?
A question for Donna.
Oh.
Donna, what made you become a libertarian?
The fact that I can't stand the two major political parties that we have.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not an official registered libertarian, I'll put it that way. I guess I would have to say I'm more independent, but in the last two presidential elections, I voted libertarian because I just couldn't stand the options.
Huh. Okay.
So, but, you know, it's funny because, I mean, but this is your time, not mine, Bern. So, I mean, we can have this conversation, you know, offline if you want. But, I mean, it's like it's a difficult position in my house because my husband leans a little more right and I lean a little more left. So, but I'm mostly in the middle.
So, Bernie, do you think you have the right to live your life your way, provided you respect the rights and property of others?
Of course, and the Democrats believe in that same thing.
Well, no, they don't. They believe in taking my money and wasting it on boondoggles and stuff. Hey, it's Philadelphia, right? You say you're a libertarian, but then you want to steal my money and spend it on things that you think are important.
Well, libertarians all believe that taxation is theft, and I just don't see that as correct. I think that taxation is a responsible way to fund a community.
I agree with that, but it's a matter of how much taxation.
As close to zero as possible.
Well, you have to have services, and you know
you have to have services. The question is, how do you pay for them?
Well, yeah. I guess we're going to be out of time, aren't we?
Yeah, we are going to be out of time. We make you the guest, and we can just go host versus cohort again.
Another time.
All right.
Sorry, Bernie. I didn't mean to talk so much.
Bernie, we got about another minute or so.
Yeah,
You know, what I always like to do is open up the mic. You know this. Open up the mic to a guest. Talk about anything you damn well please for the next 30 seconds or a minute or so. We have about 2.5 million people in the sound of the signal here. What do they need to know?
keep voting for the Democrats. And,
go Bernie.
There is no alternative, really. If you want to move the country forward collectively.
You talk about Biden? Let's go Brandon.
That is too funny. You know, I actually saw a let's go. I actually saw that on some car just yesterday. And I'm looking at it. I said, oh, my God, they've got that sticker on their car. Let's go, Brandon.
I saw a cornfield, had one stalk in the middle of it. The rest was all mowed down. There's a big sign out front that said, Biden corn mage. Corn mage.
I have terribly mean people out there.
I know. Okay, Bernie, anything else you want to sneak in there?
I can't think of anything.
Good. No, I'm kidding. I really do appreciate you coming on the air, Bernie, because, you know, you've kept this show going. 72 questions you sent in.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So
you, I called you the poster child of the emailing questions to Ken.
Yeah. It is. And it made it so much easier for me to get my libertarian message out there because you were an excellent foil. Whether it's the free, whether it's a free education you want, raising the minimum wage, phasing out electric cars, bringing back manned cabooses, student loan forgiveness, misconceptions about assault rifles, hacked mail-in ballots, for-profit insurance. I got a big long list here. Stopping suburban.
But Ken, you took out a second mortgage to bail out your daughter for her student loans. Wouldn't it have been so much easier if public education was free and compulsory?
Have you and Donna pay for it? Raise their taxes. How did I think of that? Donna, could you pay for my daughter's education?
I did mention minimum taxes, didn't I?
Yeah. Anyway, that's going to have to stop right there. We're over time. On that leftist note, that's going to have to wrap it up for the then portion of episode 241 of the Pennsylvania Project. Thanks again to our resident leftist, Bernie McCann. What do you think about Bernie? What do you think about his leftist utopia or teaching the Constitution to our kids or anything somewhat Pennsylvania related? If you have something to say, we'd love to hear from you. Today's episode is courtesy of Amendment 16 Limited and produced live in the studios of WWDB Radio. Our webmaster, Stephen Worley. Featured Toastmaster cohort is Donna Herb. Official bartender, Tom Kehoe. Keyboard wizard, Joe the Pag. Radio producer, Sam Whalen. And me, your caster, Ken Krawchuk. Thanks for joining us. And remember, more important than solving the problem correctly is to solve the correct problem without disrespecting the right of people to live their own lives their own way, provided they respect the rights and property of others.